Hello.
Hey.
This is
Biscuit.
Gravidai.
And Biscuit.
And Biska, aka
Rufio.
Bangarang.
Bangarang. And the great kind of background music you may be hearing is by our good friend,
Marte Morgan.
Okay, so we're on a little road trip to go disc golfing.
To Monticello Wilderness Campground and Disc Golf Course.
I think it's Montello.
Yeah, Montello, that's right, that's what I said.
I want to read rules some sonnets.
Because I am the king of sonnets.
By William Shakespeare, and have him translate them for you guys into what it would mean today.
Trust me, I got an A on this subject in English freshman year.
Mm. All right. Shall we just dive right in?
Yeah.
All right, cool. So... I'm just going to kind of do a little, a couple lines at a time.
Okay.
From fairest creatures we desire increase, that thereby beauty's rose might never die.
Oh, yeah, that's easy. So, beautiful people, they just stay beautiful forever.
I kind of like that. But as the riper should by time decrease, his tender air might bear his memory.
So, yeah, then we're going right into, if you're beautiful, you stay beautiful to a point, and then it goes right into, hey, man, you're as ripe as you're going to get, you're just going downhill from here.
Might it be, his tender air might bear his memory, you're not attractive anymore, but your kids look great. You're old as fuck, but your kids, handsome.
Hey, who's doing the interpreting?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, what she said.
But thou contracted to thine own bright eyes, feedest thy light's flame with self-substantial fuel.
So, yeah, apparently there was some rough sex or something, and somebody contracted something, maybe a baby, that they, weren't expecting.
Contracted a baby, all right. Like it. Sounds good.
Better than manifesting one.
All right. making a famine where abundance lies... Thyself, thy foe, to thy sweet self, too cruel.
Oh, yeah, that means, don't eat all of your food and then expect your neighbor to give you any after you, beat him up for his land in the first place.
Wait, why did you beat him up for his land?
Is that just
a backstory?
This is a bad time. This is what, the 1600s?
Okay.
People did shit like that. The land was better than money.
Okay. Thou that art now the world's fresh ornament, and only herald to the gaudy spring, within thine own bud buriest thy content, and
Wait.
Tender churl makest waste in a word that I'm not gonna say.
Oh, yeah. So, now that this kid is born and is all grown up and, realized from everyone else's mistakes, now it's just living life normally.
He's, chilling.
He's like, I'm good. I'm just gonna chillish here. Whatever that
was. Churl makest waste?
Yeah, he doesn't make a lot of waste. You know, he's not frivolous.
Okay. Pity the world, or else this glutton be, to eat the world's due by the grave and thee.
Yeah, man, you're gonna die and be under the grass where the dew is.
It's spelled D-U-E.
I didn't learn this one when I was
so,
a freshman.
So do you want to just do a quick recap?
Yeah.
Like a Cliff's Notes of the whole thing?
Yeah, let's go for it.
Okay. Are you just going to go?
Wait, where?
Do you want me to read it all the way through?
Maybe let's start it again.
And
I might have misinterpreted it the first time.
From fairest creatures we desire increase, that thereby beauty's rose might never die. But as the riper should by time decease, his tender air might bear his memory. But thou contracted to thine own bright eyes, feedest thy light's flame with substantial fuel. That's the first half.
Okay. So now that I'm hearing it, I'm thinking I'm completely wrong.
Okay. What are you thinking?
But now I'm still thinking, you know, you're only going to be good looking for a short period of time. Mm-hmm. So live great while you can.
All right.
And then, you know, have family and stuff like that. And, yeah, just don't be a dick. That's what I get from that.
Making a famine where abundance lies, thyself thy foe, to thy sweet self too cruel.
Oh, that's what we're doing today. That's like the whole like global warming everything like we're dealing with today. Like, we have abundance of lands and goods, but we're abusing them. So if you abuse them, just like your old ass, like it's eventually gonna shrivel and die.
Thou that art now the world's fresh ornament and only herald to the gaudy spring, within thine own bud buriest thy content, and tender churl makest waste in blah. Pity the world, or else this glutton be, to eat the world's dew by the graven thief.
Yeah, so now this dude's kid is, like, great, doing fine, but still, no matter what, everyone dies.
I'm gonna look up what this word means, because I just can't... Oh, I have to download a dictionary.
Why? I just told you what that meant.
This word? You guys, look up this sonnet. It's from this book, The Sonnets by William Shakespeare. If you're wondering what the word is, I'm not going to say it.
Maybe that's something like being guarded.
Okay.
Be like being guarded. You know what I'm saying?
It's definitely a word that Shakespeare made up.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's definitely probably sounds racist if I say it.
Yeah.
So, yep. Yeah, we're not going to say it. But I think I nailed the second interpretation of that.
Yeah. I think so too. It's a downer.
Yeah, it wasn't great. Like, I'm not
feeling not, super happy.
It wasn't uplifting. Those horses, that's kind of uplifting. Well, yeah, we're driving. Did we mention that?
I think we did.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, you got anything else you need me to interpret?
Yeah. Okay. Ooh. Look in thy glass. And tell the face thou viewest, now is the time that face should form another, whose fresh repair, if now thou not renewest, thou dost beguile the world, unbless some mother.
That literally just said, wash your ass. Like that whole thing, that's all that means.
Wash your ass.
Like, wash your ass. Like, don't be a sticky piece of shit. I'm sorry, I'm not allowed to say that.
You can say whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, right? Damn it.
Ooh. We're in the village of Wyasena. There's a very tiny, tiny post office.
It's really nice.
And
though.
A weird small building with a jack-o'-lantern in the window.
Porters.
And a bar.
Wyasena bar.
And a grocery store.
That's cute.
That looks 10 million years old.
It's literally from the 20s.
It's so old. And a cute river. We're painting a picture here. We're painting a picture so that you can feel like you're with
covered
us here.
Covered up Ski-Doo with a Polaris cover. I know it's a Ski-Doo just by looking at it.
Okay. All right.
We covered the last one. Wash your ass.
For where is... This is a continuing, like...
Oh, okay.
Second part.
Okay.
For where is she so fair, whose unaired womb disdains the tillage of thy husbandry? Or who is he so fond will be the tomb of his self-love to stop posterity? Thou art thy mother's glass, and she in thee calls back the lovely April of her prime. So thou through windows of thine age shalt see, despite of wrinkles, this thy golden time. But if thou live, remembered not to be, die single and thine image dies with thee. Another uplifting one.
So exactly, like the first part, clean your ass. Mm-hmm. And then find yourself a suitable partner to live this life with. or you'll be living in your mom's basement until you die, and she's probably going to outlive you.
I'm feeling like Shakespeare, like the trend here, like he has an obsession with bearing children that look like you.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's incest. Like you.
Oh my God!
Just a thought.
Don't give up. Jesus can change your life if you let him in.
Thanks, Lamar.
Lamar told us that.
Lamar is a sign company, by the way, not just a guy standing on the road with a shirt that said, "My name's Lamar." Which actually would be funny if there was just a guy that, like, never mind.
He was a billboard?
Yeah, that's for a different time. We're not going sandwich boards.
Okay.
But, like, I feel like that's like a good way to, like, work out your upper body and make money. Like, dude, I'll just go hold this sign above my head on the interstate for, like, 3 hours, and you can give me, like, $20.
It'd be cheaper, probably. I don't know. I've never bought a billboard.
Just saying.
Yeah. Okay, here. Oh, wait. These are all really strange. When 40 winters shall besiege thy brow and dig deep trenches in thy beauty's field. Wrinkles. Thy youth's proud livery, so gazed on now, will be a tattered weed of small worth held. Then being asked where all thy beauty lies, where all the treasure of thy lusty days, to say, within thine own deep sunken eyes, were an all-eating shame and thriftless praise. How much more praise deserved thy beauty's use, if thou couldst answer, this fair child of mine shall sum my count and make my old excuse, proving his beauty by succession thine. This were to be new made when thou art old, and see thy blood warm when thou feel'st it cold.
Again, Shakespeare just talking about having
obsessing with age,
beautiful children, hating the, like, thinking the fact that becoming old is ugly. Mm-hmm. It's like super biased. Like, he was gonna live forever or something. Like, he knew where the fountain of youth was.
Maybe he was a fucking alien.
I wonder if he knew.
He would be one of the ones that were an alien.
Did he know where, what the heck, the cup Jesus used on the last
Supper? The Holy Grail?
The Holy Grail. Does he have a hold of the Holy Grail in the fountain of youth?
Shakespeare?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I mean,
I'm just gonna say he's an alien.
I'll concur.
Because, you know, these are all. Ooh.
Stop sign. And a cute little dog.
Aw. Very cute.
Puppy. I'm going to go with spaniel.
Okay.
Some sort of spaniel.
Well, where are we now?
The upper crust.
Is it? Why? What is this place called? The Hangry Chef? Guys,
I don't want that guy.
Where are we?
Near my fucking food.
If that, he's hangry.
Yeah, the hangry.
And he has, like, knives.
Like, for real. Like, I just immediately go to the movie Road Trip, where, like, he's, like, eating the French toast after it's been in the guy's, like, underwear.
Yeah.
And he, like, takes a bite and he's like,
that's
good.
Ew, I hate that part. Oh, it's so upsetting.
Gross.
Well, I feel like these are all crabby.
Did you learn anything today, Nikki? Like, I feel like I nailed all those interpretations. The first one, not so much. But.
I think I did learn something. I learned that Shakespeare, I mean, maybe this is, like, an obvious and, like, well-known thing, but I haven't really, like, read any Shakespeare since high school.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
And I would say that, like, he is obsessed with age.
Yeah.
And beauty.
And, like, forever, like, holding your beauty and, like, transferring your beauty to your children.
Right, and, yeah, and procreation, which...
very pro-life.
Kind of sounds like, I don't know, kind of conservative, almost.
Yeah, exactly. Like, do I even like this guy anymore?
I mean...
I don't know, like, I don't know if I would invite him to go to Wilderness Disc Golf Course.
Right, well. But, there's a lot of people we wouldn't invite.
Right, fair enough.
There's a lot of people that we would, though.
Yeah, tons of people we would. Like, Snoop Dogg, if you ever heard this podcast,
oh my fucking god,
how to disc golf, I would definitely pay the $5 for him to play.
I would scream and cry.
Shit, I would buy him a pure season joy. Pass to come play disc golf.
I would let him live in our house.
One time.
I would kidnap him. No, I'm just kidding.
No, oh my god, don't say that.
I'm just kidding.
I have no part of this.
Snoop Dogg, I'm just kidding. I just love you.
No, if we could get him to come disc golf and then get him to just give us one, like, inspirational, like, this is how you should do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I don't even care what it is that he, like, he could tell me on a parallel park, but if he told me how to do that way, I'd do it. I don't even care if it takes 6 hours or 2 seconds. I guess.
Speaking of aliens, like, is Snoop Dogg a fucking alien? Or maybe, or is he a mixed, like, is he a mixed breed, like an alien? Like, what were they calling him? Like, the, a hybrid?
Yeah.
Like, an ancient alien slash, you know, like, woke stoner man. Oh my god, look at this fucking dog! Guys! I just saw the cutest dog, besides our dog, Nebby, obviously.
Yeah.
But it was a very cute dog.
I won't tell her you said that.
Yeah, please don't. But yeah, wouldn't that make sense that if Snoop Dogg was like a... Because why is he so wise? And, like, ageless, honestly.
Yeah, I don't know. He's inspiring.
For sure. Excuse me. So, speaking of that, here's our friend Marty doing a jam. Woo! But I'll be there. Woo! Yay, yay! Alright, that was just a little break.
We had a watch out for the horse and buggy sign just approach.
Very cool. So we learned that Shakespeare's weird, but no, we already knew that. We wouldn't invite him to a dinner party.
No, definitely not. Or disc golfing.
Our new mission is to become friends with Snoop Dogg.
Yep.
Or ongoing,
at least just
ongoing
get
mission.
Some, like, pronounced...
Like acquaintances.
Like, yeah, pronounced, like, advice from him one time. Or even just, like, a shout-out on his Instagram would be cool. Like, hey, flyaways, what's up?
I would rather him... I would rather be sworn to secrecy and never be able to tell anyone that we ever met him and have, like, dinner with him... Then just be able to take one picture with him and post it on Facebook or Instagram.
Oh, I would never want to post anything with Snoop Dogg.
No, but do you get what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I would rather, like, if I had to choose between the two, like,
right,
getting
right.
a picture and being able to show everyone and tell everyone that I met him, or spending a whole night, like, a dinner or whatever with him,
right.
talking to him, and
right.
never being able to tell anyone and having zero evidence that it ever happened,
yeah.
like, I would choose the dinner. Like, 100%. Yeah.
I feel like I would just, like, I want to thank him for what he does. Like, I know, like, plenty of people probably do, but, like, just some of the stuff he does and the way he acts. Thanks, Snoop. You're the coolest
awesome.
Dude I know.
He's awesome.
I mean, I know a lot of cool dudes, though, but you're up there, man.
All right. Well, that just ruined our chances of that.
Oh, yeah, right. Like this isn't already ruined because we're acting like fanboys and girls right now.
Whatever. I don't want to read any more sonnets.
No.
Because they're legit depressing.
It might.
So I think we can just sign off.
I mean, do we have a sign off? Should we create a sign off on the sign off?
Whoa. A live sign off? Like,
live
a live brainstorm session.
Yeah. Like, are we doing, like, hey, stay classy.
Oh, I know what it is.
What is it?
Ready? And this is Gravy Day.
And Biscuits.
Signing off.
Biscuits and gravy. Hell no.